It's Pink Friday
with Lisa Z, with real talk conversation on makeup,
skincare,
self-care and confidence, hair care and date night, and so much more.
It's Pink Friday with Lisa Z,
and it's about to go down
in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Let's go.
Kirk Franklin, a choir director at 11. Wyclef Jean, choir director at 13. When you put it together, this is what it sound like. Tune for them.
This is the remix.
Brothers and sisters, I want to welcome you back to life.
Still no fighting tonight.
Back to the one that can make your next chapter your best chapter. Hallelujah.
How can it be?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That you love the most unlovable part of me.
One time.
Of me. How could you see?
Yeah.
Your life was the only gift I left for me. To be free. It's amazing. With you, I win even if I lose. Everything's working for my good for always.
Let me tell you what he does.
He saves the day.
Show. It's your host, Lisa Z, and tonight's episode is going to be pretty amazing. Listen, I have the most wonderful health and fitness lifestyle coach. Her name is Brené Holman. She is the owner of Go Strong Fitness. I'm a little bit intimidated just by the name. I don't know what goes on. You can probably only imagine what goes on in her studio. But listen, we are going to have an amazing conversation because we're going to be talking about the mindset when it comes to fitness. And she is going to give us some awesome, awesome tips that's going to help us in our fitness and health journeys. Welcome to the show, Brené.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm so excited to have you. Listen, I'm really excited about this conversation because I don't think we really talk enough about the mindset piece that actually goes along with, you know, health and wellness and, you know, just fitness in itself.
Yes.
And so I kind of want you to just talk, well, first of all, just tell me a little bit about you, a little bit about your background. How did you even come into this industry?
Okay.
And maybe what is your mission?
Okay. So I got into health and wellness, or really fitness, out of pretty selfish reasons. I looked in the mirror one day and I did not like what I saw.
My God.
I was thin. I was small, but I was just thin and small. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And I just knew our bodies, our temples, were capable of doing so much more than I was currently doing with my body and temple.
Yeah.
So I am not a tiptoeer. I tend to dive all the way in.
I love it.
So my husband brought home this magazine. It was a beautiful woman on the cover. Her shoulders were nice and luscious.
Yeah,
her abs were looking good. You know, she just looked phenomenal. I said, what does she do? She did figure competitions. So I said, well, I guess that's what I'm doing.
Wow.
And I dove right in to figure competitions. I met my trainer at the gym. She was lifting heavy weights. And I asked her what she did when we got to the locker room. She just happened to be there. And she said that she does figure competitions. And
wow.
She's a coach. I hired her that day. And 3 months later, I was stepping on stage.
Wow.
Yes. And the woman that I admired so much was the one who gave me the award at the end of that first season. So it was really a pivotal time in my life. And I also discovered how impactful food and exercise were to our bodies.
Yeah, absolutely.
I realized how important it was to have a good mindset during that time, because that was the only thing, how I was thinking, how I was moving, was really tied to what I believed I could do.
Right.
And what I was saying over myself. If I was saying, I don't want to do this, I don't want to go, this is going to be too hard, then the rest of my day reflected those thoughts. So it was really important during those times. I also had an epiphany, and it was, if my grandparents knew what I knew now, how food could really give us more days of our lives, then they would be here today.
Yeah.
And out of that birthed a mission of not just helping people lose weight, not just helping people eat right, but more so really live an abundant life, the abundant life that God wants us to live.
I love
and that includes being healthy. It includes being fit. It includes overcoming our weaknesses and going strong in our lives. So don't
that.
Be scared. Go strong fitness.
I'm not convinced just yet. Okay. We're going to see about this.
I help all women on all different levels. And that's how Go Strong Fitness came about. Our mission is really to help women overcome health obstacles in order to live out their God-given purposes with confidence and strength and boldness and courage. Mm. And we can only do that if we're really healthy.
Yeah. I love it. So we've kind of heard of fitness coaches before, right? But you are a health and fitness lifestyle coach. So that's pretty deep.
Thank you.
What is that exactly?
Right. What do I do? So fitness, of course, is part of what I do. I help women especially get stronger.
Yeah.
So we use resistance training. We use strength training as well, depending on their levels. But there's more to that. There's more to being healthy than that. There's also what we do on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Are we fueling our body with good food? Are we putting junk in our bodies?
Right.
If we were to think about our bodies as being a car, what kind of fuel are we putting into that car?
Right.
And if we had our dream car, minus the Maserati, for a long time, it's been a Maserati.
Long time.
I've heard some things about it, but I would not put junk fuel in it. And we have to think about what we're putting into our bodies, because we are precious. We have to put good food into our body to feed the cells in our bodies. The other part of that is what we are thinking about ourselves, what we are saying about ourselves, and that leads to our mindset. So making sure that our mindset is in line with what God says about us, and then also reflected in our day-to-day practices that reflect how we care about ourselves. If we care about ourselves, we're not going to run ourselves into the ground. We're not going to skip out on sleep every single night.
Right.
We're not going to make you know, our lives so stressful that we can't maintain a healthy lifestyle. So it's more so about creating a healthy lifestyle that includes fitness, it includes living healthy, it also includes a good, healthy mindset.
That is awesome. So how important would you say the mindset piece is to all of this?
That's where everything starts.
Yeah.
when I started my competitions, it was the mindset of, I want to do this. Mm-hmm. I can do this. And I'm going to show myself that I can do this. Wow. If everybody else was going to see it, okay, that's fine. But it was more so about me. And the mindset is what got me up every day. Wow. It's what I told myself. It's what, you know, drove me to continue on this journey. Because I had a goal that I had to achieve. I'm a little crazy sometimes, too, when it comes to my goals.
Very determined.
Very determined, too. Yes, very determined. But a lot of it is our mindset. What we are... thinking becomes what we say. What we say becomes what we believe, and what we believe is how we act, and that Absolutely. That develops our lifestyle. So the mindset is 100% the base of what we do.
Right,
it's the foundation.
Beautifully said. Wow. So mindset really is a big deal.
Yes.
Like, I think it's the driving motivation.
Yes.
To what we're, you know, how we come about our day, even,
yes,
right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, can you give us maybe a few of your mindset practices that you do?
Sure. Can I back up a little bit? Because at one point my mindset was not good.
Okay.
And I think that's why it's such a foundation, fundamental part of what I do. A few years ago, after I did the competitions, or actually was in the middle of it, I really battled with anxiety. And it had gotten to the point where I remember this one particular day, I was blow drying my daughter's hair and I had a panic attack. And my heart was pounding. I was on the floor, breathing heavy. I ended up calling 911 because I thought I was having a heart attack.
Whoa.
And I later discovered that it was an anxiety attack. And that one drove me into 2 years of dealing with them. I went to therapy. I dealt with my triggers. I figured out what they were. And then I had to really renew my mind on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So when I
yeah.
say it's the foundation of our healthy lifestyle, it really is, because I had to... The first thing was I had to guard what was coming in. Mm-hmm. So I had to guard what I was watching on TV.
Absolutely.
The news, I could no longer watch the news because it was triggering me in all types of ways. And I'd be thinking about something that I saw that morning at lunchtime. And I'm like, where did that come from? But it was a seed.
Yeah.
You know, it was seed.
Absolutely.
And then also what I was listening to in the car, what kind of music was I listening to? What were people saying around me that I was taking in? I'm a bit of an empath, so I take everything in. And if I hear that somebody struggling with something, I'm like, oh, what would that feel like? And I take it all in. But it was one of those triggers that I had to figure out. So mindset is really important, and renewing the mind and making sure that I was aware of what I was intaking. So what was I listening to? What was I letting around me and in my atmosphere as well? And then also, was I meditating on the words of the enemy, or was I meditating on God's words?
Right.
And what he said over us, he said that I am strong and courageous.
Yeah.
I'm not weak and brittle and about to die every second. No, mm-hmm. the number of my days he will fulfill.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the words that I had to meditate on. So we need to make sure that we're meditating on God's words,
good.
that is the main dish, you know, and that we're really able to guard everything else that comes through the door by that.
Yeah.
It's a filter.
Yeah.
Is that what God said? If it's not, okay, you need to hush it.
Right.
You know, like really silence the enemy. And that's another part of it, is really silencing anything that is not of God. So we can determine if it's God or if it's the enemy by how it makes us feel.
Yeah.
God does not come to condemn us. So we should feel good with what God is saying. He says that we are strong and courageous, and that's what we can rely on. And then also, what are our limiting beliefs? Are we believing that we have what's inside of us to live a healthy life?
Yeah.
Do we believe that what our parents had, we're also going to have? Like, it's a death sentence living over our lives. Diabetes runs in my family. That doesn't mean that I'm going to have it. And I hear oftentimes people will say, well, high blood pressure runs in my family.
Yeah,
we all got the sugar. We all got this. And it's like, but we don't have to.
Right.
We don't have to. We have authority over certain things in our lives. And a lot of times what we're putting into our bodies, what we're doing on a daily basis, determines our outcomes.
I love that. So. Now that was amazing.
Thank you.
So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, can you give us some advice, especially to the ladies that are seeking maybe a new or even an improved healthy lifestyle?
I would love to.
Awesome.
Absolutely. Hey, it's Brittany Holman of Gauchon Fitness and Apparel, and I am your healthy lifestyle and transformation coach. I am super passionate about helping women overcome obstacles so they can live out their God-given purposes with confidence, strength, boldness, and courage. I love doing this through fitness and nutrition classes, individualized coaching, group programs, and mindful movement series. If you are ready to take your health and wellness to the next level, reach out to me at Brene@GoStrongFitness.com. Chat soon.
Okay, so can you give us some advice, especially to the ladies that are seeking maybe a new healthy lifestyle or even maybe a new improved healthy lifestyle?
All right, so let's dive in. First thing is to be proactive. Right. A lot of times we are reactive, we find a problem, and then we're asking for a miracle, right?
Right.
But we need to be proactive. We need to make sure that we know our bodies, how they function, how our bodies function the best on what types of food.
Yeah.
We need to make sure that we're eating whole grain foods and proteins, our fruits and vegetables, organic is best.
Yep.
But make sure that we are putting the right things into our body and be proactive. Go for your checkups. We're supposed to have a yearly checkup with our primary care physician, right? And then our lady doctor too. We need to make sure that we're going for our checkups.
I like that.
And also, if we find a problem, don't be scared to go seek help about it and make sure that we're getting all checked out. So be proactive is tip number one.
I love it.
Tip number two is to mind your mind. So we talked about this a little bit with our mindsets, but we really, really are the first defense of making sure that we're thinking the right thoughts, thinking positively, because that is the foundation of our healthy lifestyle. So make sure that when you look at yourself in the mirror, you're saying positive things over yourself. You are the first person that you will hear. You are the first person that you will believe. So make sure that you are saying good things over yourself. Make sure that what you're saying over yourself also aligns with the word of God. So we need to make sure that we're speaking what he would like us to speak over ourselves. He really cares about that.
He does.
Yeah. Some things that you can start with are affirmations. I am beautiful. I am strong. I am worthy. I am healthy. I am fit. Those are some of the things that we can start with saying, and write them out. I used to get an Expo marker right on my mirror in the morning when I was really struggling. I had post-its everywhere too. So whatever works for you so that you can really begin to breathe life and into yourselves is really important.
That was so good.
Thank you. And number three would be make yourself a priority. The best versions of ourselves, or the best gifts that we can give to somebody else and the people that we love, is the best versions of ourselves.
Yeah.
And the only way we can do that is if we're filling our cup first.
Yeah.
We have a ton of responsibilities. We're women, whether it's children, whether it's work, whether it's a business, whatever it is, we are constantly pouring out. But what we have to realize is we cannot give from an empty cup.
Absolutely.
So we need to make sure that we are making ourselves a priority. It is not selfish to do that. It is self-preservation. Okay. That's how we survive.
Yes.
So make yourself a priority. When you look at your calendar, does your lifestyle, does your calendar reflect a healthy lifestyle? Does your calendar reflect how you care about yourself?
That's good.
And it's not just manicures and pedicures, but what is your sleep patterns like? You know, that matters too.
Mm-hmm.
After that, we go more into the self-care. Do you have time for yourself that you can pour into yourself? What makes you feel good? Is it going skating? Is it going to the movies? Is it going to a Zumba class? But that comes with self-discovery. Right?
Yes,
your self-care comes with self-discovery. And you'll be surprised that your self-care techniques will also help you be healthier.
Yeah.
Because if you're caring for yourself, then you're recognizing what doesn't make you feel good too. And that's important.
That's very
it really
important.
Is. And then the last thing that I would say, I mean, I have a lot more, but the last thing that I would say is move out of gratefulness. It is a privilege that we get up in the mornings and we can move our legs, we can walk, we can climb out of bed, we can brush our whole teeth, we can get dressed.
sometimes we take that for granted. And we really shouldn't. Our lives, every day is a gift. So we should, if we can, move our bodies in some type of way. Yes. And that could be walking, getting fresh air. That really, really helps. Most people can do that. And yeah. if you can't walk, you can wheelchair yourself outside too. And I'm not saying that sarcastically, but honestly, we can.
No, I agree.
Yeah. When it's cold outside, walk around in the mall. Leave your wallet in the car so you don't spend all your money. No. But walk around.
We can do that.
I know, right? But walking is one of the best and free things that you can do. If that is finding a coach, going to a class. I have classes. You can come to mine. But whatever that is, find what you like to do so that you can make it consistent. And I think that's number 5. So
that was really good.
Thank you.
I told y'all she was just phenomenal. No, seriously, they were very excellent points.
Awesome.
What would you say maybe one of the best ones or a really important ingredient to this, to maybe the longevity or the success of a healthy lifestyle?
So this would probably be a bonus one, and that is to recognize your why. Make sure that you know your why. What is your purpose for getting up in the morning? Yeah. What is your purpose for working so hard? What is your purpose? Because it has to be more than wanting to get into a dress or looking good for your birthday. I mean, we want that too, but knowing that I can break the generational, I don't want to call it a curse, cycle, the generational cycle of diabetes and heart disease, knowing that I can do that for myself and my children, that is my why. So that why is greater than me getting up and not feeling like going to the gym.
Yeah.
You know, motivation is fleeting. So if we're waiting to be motivated, it's never going to happen. Or so it'll happen for 2 weeks and so then it's like, I didn't go to the gym for a month, you know. So, yep. Or it'll be, I'll start tomorrow. I'll put the, you know, so.
Oh, I'm good for that. Monday.
We all are guilty. So someday is not a day. Put a date on the calendar. Know your why and really take action because we have control. We do, and we have power within us. God has given it to us already, and we can't let the enemy rob us of it. So let's go after it.
That was beautifully said. Beautifully said.
Thank you.
So, Brenae, earlier you mentioned of generational cycles, cycles of high blood pressure, diabetes, and other adverse health conditions, right? So nutrition actually plays a huge part in all of this.
It does.
Yeah. So can you just give us some quick tips maybe in reference to the nutritional part of a healthy lifestyle?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think it's important for us to recognize that we are products of our environments.
Yeah, true.
You know, and of our culture. So we grow up a certain way. That's how we believe that we're supposed to live. Right. So it's important for us to recognize that first. And not that any culture is bad, but sometimes in many cultures, we lack information. Okay. And many of the adverse health conditions that we face, especially in minoritized communities, are preventable through proper exercise and nutrition.
I love that.
Nutrition being the big one.
Yeah, it's so key.
And it's preventable, 100% preventable.
100%.
But if we don't have that information or we lack healthy grocery stores. There's a lot of food deserts in the world that need to be addressed, you know, where you walk outside and you see a McDonald's on one corner, a Chick-fil-A on the next corner, a Taco Bell,
and the
next grocery store is 20 minutes away. If people don't have access to it, that's a problem. But yes, most of our health conditions can be controlled by what we are putting into our bodies. And even the inflammation that we feel inside of our bodies is often caused by what we are feeding the cells in our bodies.
Yeah.
So when we think about that, food is not the enemy. However, food can be medicine or it could be poison. So we need to make sure that we're aware of what we're putting into our bodies. As we get older, like
I don't know if I said this earlier, but our muscle fibers, they shrink in size and also in number. So we need to make sure that we're including enough proteins in our diets. About 20 grams of protein is not excessive.
Is that per meal?
Yes, at least per meal. That is just adequate. That's not above and beyond.
That's a good tip.
Yeah. So about 20 grams of protein. We need to make sure that we're eating a lot of greens. Especially for women who are having hormonal changes in their bodies. The greens definitely help. Broccoli being key. If you're having some issues, include some broccoli. And I know we don't all like our vegetables, but it's so important. And we are past the stage of saying we don't like something and we can't eat it. Like, you have to
just
eat your vegetables.
You just need to eat it.
Find a way that you like. There are hundreds of vegetables out there. Find a few that you like. Make sure that some of them are green. And eat the rainbow. Our plates should look like the rainbow. Because every food group, especially the colors of the food, take care of something else in our bodies. So your carrot, your oranges, food, your orange foods, your red foods, all of them have a different valuable nutrients in them that is good for our bodies. So we need to make sure that we are eating the rainbow. If we think about the standard American diet. The American diet is a lot of white and brown foods, A lot of white and brown foods. So we need to make sure that we're including a lot of different colors into our plates. That's like one of the biggest things.
Right.
So your proteins and the colors.
It's so simple.
I'll leave it at that.
Profound.
So check your plate next time. Do you have at least three colors on your plate?
Okay. Good tip.
Good tip.
Good tip.
I think we can do that. And of course, we need to make sure that we're staying hydrated. So our empty carbs, the Kool-Aids and things like that, the sodas, put it aside, throw it out. Just
no good.
It's not. It's
toss
not
the
good.
Soda.
Toss the soda. And if we think about it, like really, a can of soda has about 30 to 50 grams of sugar in it.
It's ridiculous.
It is
high.
Ridiculous. Yeah. So if you ever want to know what you're, well, first of all, you should be reading labels. That's a whole nother tip. Make sure that you're reading your labels so that you know what you are putting into your body. The grocery stores or, you know, the food markets out there, they are not concerned about your health. They're not. They are concerned about their bottom line, and the way that they get their bottom
line higher
is to make sure that you're buying their stuff. So simple as that. And then one more tip I would say is to shop the perimeter of the store, excluding the bakery section. Excluding
all the
way excluding. I mean, every once in a while.
Sniff by it, little
you can sniff, maybe pick a one thing or two, but majority of the time, shop the perimeter of the store. That's where your healthiest unboxed items are going to be.
I like that.
Yeah,
I did hear that before. That is a very good tip.
Yeah.
I told y'all, she is like, she's all right with me.
All right. I like to be all right with you. All right. And then another tip that I have, especially for families, moms who are out here, I know it gets busy. I have kids. I understand it gets crazy. Sometimes it's easier to just put food in front of them and go about your business. However, we are building these children up. We are the first example of what a healthy lifestyle looks like. Sit down at the table. At least, let's say, 3 days a week. There were actually studies done on children who sat down at the table, whether it was breakfast, lunch, or dinner. It didn't matter what meal, but sitting down at a table, they ate more vegetables. They were able to talk more. They were also able to make better decisions when they grew up concerning their food. Because one of the...
Very interesting.
Yeah, one of the healthy lifestyle habits is sitting down and eating. It's a mindful practice. So we're not distracted. The TV's not on. We're not mindlessly eating, which is what a lot of us do. We turn the TV on, we eat, and we're not thinking about it. But if you're sitting down, you have a meal, a colorful plate in front of you.
The rainbow.
Eat the rainbow.
Eat the rainbow.
Yes. And you get to talk. You get to have that dialogue. And they're going to carry that into their adulthood, into their parenting as well.
Listen, that was absolutely amazing. Seriously. You really have been giving us some awesome tips. And just having this conversation has been enlightening.
Awesome.
When we come back,
I want you to perhaps give us any events or anything you got coming up that we can actually support you on.
That would be great.
All right. Mm-hmm. This is your host, Lisa Z, and you are tuning in to Pink Friday's radio show on PinkFridaysRadio.com. All right. So listen, can you give us some of your workshops or events maybe? Tell us about that.
Yes. I'm so excited to share this. Yeah. I wrote a book a couple years ago. It's a 21-day devotional and affirmations. As I said, what we think and what we say on a daily basis is really important. It so is. The devotional goes into all of that, and it's faith-based principles. And out of that, I've been using it with my clients, and I decided, well, why don't I give these resources to other people? So I developed a workbook based on the devotional. And through the workshop, we overcome health challenges by blending our fitness goals with godly principles. And we're going to have 3 weeks of diving into the mindset of our healthiness and really how to just tie all of that together. We need to develop our healthy lifestyle because we have so much inside of us, and it's really important. So I'm excited to get that started. That'll be starting in the fall, early in the fall, September.
Cool.
So I'm so excited to get that underway. And in the midst of that, a bonus, super bonus. What's the bonus? I do have fitness classes all week long, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And as a bonus, if you sign up for the program, you will be able to have access to the fitness groups as well.
Awesome. Awesome. Now, do you have, when you say the fitness groups, are they, are some of them online? Like a lot of people have Facebook groups.
Yes.
Kind of, you know, supporting and you building a community of just people who are on the same path.
Yes, yes. So I do have a Facebook group, and then also the classes are online and in person.
Oh, perfect.
Yes.
Perfect.
So listen, no excuses. Get in where you fit in.
No excuses.
No excuses.
Yeah,
and all levels are welcome.
We have no excuses.
You have no excuses. I've never offered something like this all together. So I'm really excited to present it.
That is really great. And you said it starts when now? September?
It starts in September, the second week of September. More information will be coming out soon.
Perfect. Perfect. So now, how can the ladies actually find you? How can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely.
And work with you?
Yes. Come work with me. I would love to work with you all. My email address is Bernay, that's B-E-R-N-A-I at GoStrongFitness.com. You can also go to my website, which is GoStrongFitness.com, and on Instagram, official_GoStrongFitness. So
that's strong piece right there. We ain't quite
you
sure.
You can be strong.
All right,
too.
All right. I'm gonna try.
I'm gonna try to be strong. We are stronger than we know. We are stronger than we know.
I think a lot of times I haven't, you know, during my whole course of health and fitness, I've never really focused on being strong. And so when you talk about this, you know, building your strength and being strong, I love it because it makes me not only think about, you know, just your core being strong and just having muscles and stuff, but it helps me to look at a 360 picture of being strong.
Yes.
So mind, your mind being strong. Yes, the physical, your core, your strength.
Yes.
Can you lift your own body weight?
Yeah.
You know, but it's a total package that you, have. And that's what I love so much about it. The mind, the body, and the spirit all line up. You know, you talk about how, you know, God is in this.
Yes.
God is intertwined in
this.
He
is.
A lot of the principles that you've talked about are godly principles.
They are.
I can hear the scriptures
through
what you're saying. And I think that is so key, especially if you're a faith-based woman who really needs that support, and you need someone to coach you and undergird you in this process. Because when we talk about mindset, the mind is just so strong, and we have the capacity to really build it and to build the strength to actually endure. And when we talk about, I guess, the longevity
of, you know, health and fitness.
Right.
Like, what are your thoughts on that? Like, when you talk about, like, just the mindset, how do you prepare your mind to know that you have to now transition into a whole lifestyle,
right?
And not just a weight loss,
right? It's not just weight loss, right? It's not just weight loss.
It's not just weight loss.
It's a journey. We're all on a journey, right? And the last 2 years has really tested all of us.
It's been rough.
Yeah. And if you don't have something to hold on to, something to believe in, we can waver back and forth and be all over the place. Mm-hmm. We could crumble. So when we talk about strength and it being holistic, it's really tapping into who God made us to be.
Right.
You know,
right,
who we are. Mm-hmm. And when we're able to recognize who we are, whose we are, we're able to recognize what we're truly capable of. And yeah, that may be picking up a weight. It may be resting, finding the strength just to say, okay, I'm done with all of this and I'm going to rest.
I love it.
So strength is not just about picking something up.
Yeah.
It's picking ourselves up.
Yeah.
You know, there's strength in that. There's strength in using our voice. There's strength in and taking action to be better.
Yeah.
To be the best versions of ourselves.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. And so I'm just going to kind of backtrack a little bit.
Yeah.
So how long have you been doing this? It seems like you're so experienced in
Thank
so
you.
Many levels.
So I started the business in 2013, I want to say.
Okay.
And but the whole aspect of really including the faith in it was around when I started the book, which was 2017. That's really when I tapped into the other side of what God was saying and what my true purpose was in this field.
Mm-hmm.
Because the field is crowded, right? The fitness field is crowded, but it's not just fitness.
Right.
It's about the lifestyle. It's about the lifestyle.
It's about the lifestyle, ladies.
Yeah.
It's all about the lifestyle of it. And I think when we really get over trying to make it about a dress size or losing some weight, once we get that out of the way, we can now begin to become more healthier.
Yes.
In like I said, a 360 perspective.
Yeah.
Right now, the world is just so crazy with just even with the foods we eat. Sometimes I get so frustrated because, you know, it's like, it's toxins everywhere.
It's toxins everywhere. Yes.
Don't eat this. Don't eat that.
Yeah.
I mean, year after year, I'm taking stuff off my list. At one point, I was just like, well, what am I supposed to eat?
Right.
You know? And it's because I'm watching the news. And,
right.
And so I had to stop all of that.
Yes.
Because the news is telling me, you know, all this stuff. And it's just like.
Well, first of all, don't get overwhelmed.
Yeah, I was.
Because it can be overwhelming.
Yeah,
like,
I was.
This company's doing what? You know, like trying to keep up with everything. We can do, all we can do is the best we can do.
Right.
So one thing at a time and small steps add up.
Yeah.
So whether that is drinking more water on that particular day, drink more water.
Right.
If you can eat more green foods.
Right.
If you can afford organic, get organic.
Yeah.
You know, you do what you can. Don't be overwhelmed with trying to shift everything at one time.
Yeah.
Start with one small thing.
Right. That's good.
And then
good
add on to that.
That's good advice. And I've done that. I've been able to do that transition over, you know, years.
Mm-hmm.
And because once you know better.
Yes.
You do better.
Yes.
So I began to understand just about, you know, just different ingredients as far as nutrients are concerned.
Yeah.
And then adding some, you know, some better things.
Yes.
Better options.
Yes.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Expose yourself.
Yeah.
Go try different foods.
Yeah.
Go to different restaurants. You don't have to be vegan. You don't have to be vegetarian.
Right.
But try different things.
Yeah, I love that.
Exposure is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And try new recipes. I mean,
yeah.
The internet's filled with them.
Now, do you cook?
I do.
That was a little suspect. That was suspect. I don't know.
I do cook. I do cook. It's not my favorite thing to do, but I know that I have to in order to be healthy. So, and that's the thing. Like, okay, I'm very busy. Cooking is not my favorite thing, but I cook enough to sustain us. And it's not bad. It is good. I just am very busy. So that's one of the things that I can take off my plate and hire somebody to do.
I love it. I will hire somebody.
I will do that. Yeah. Okay. So listen, we don't have to be a pro at everything. So I can whip up a meal, but it's just not my favorite.
Okay.
All right.
Just curious.
Do you cook?
I do, and I love to cook.
Good.
I love the bake too. I like the white stuff, brown stuff.
Okay, the white stuff and the brown stuff. Okay. Okay.
I do. I really just, I enjoy it. For me, it's therapy.
Yeah.
It's very therapeutic.
Yes.
Especially when I'm feeling a little stressed.
Okay.
I'll go bake something.
Got it.
The problem comes in when you have to eat it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You gotta bake it.
So it's a little bake it and eat it.
You gotta like
bake it and give it away.
Just keep a little bit.
I gotta practice that one. But, I really enjoy cooking. I think there's some creativeness in it.
Yes,
so
there is.
So we talked about, you know, having the rainbow on your plate. That excites me.
Oh,
okay. I love that.
Yes.
Because now it becomes a challenge.
Yes.
How can I create this meal to be just inspired from a different culture?
Yes.
From a different, style of eating.
Yes.
And it becomes a challenge. And so I love it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fun. And if we look at other cultures, they have a lot of colors in their foods.
They do.
Different spices, herbs, all of it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So we can definitely pull from them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Well, listen, it was amazing having you here on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We gotta have you back.
I would love to come back.
I want to delve a little bit deeper into some specific areas.
Yes, I would love that.
And allow us to maybe take some questions.
Okay.
From some of our
That would be great.
And have them, you know, try to find out some, you know, specific scenarios that we can maybe speak to.
Yes, I would love that. Okay. I would absolutely love that.
Awesome. Any final remarks that you want to say? I know you've already said, you know, your website and your information.
All right. Well, the last thing that I want to say is I want all of us to recognize that sickness and illness is not your portion.
Right.
That's not what God wants us to have.
So
cancer is not your portion. Anxiety is not your portion. Mm. Arthritis is not your portion. Migraines are not your portion. None of that is your portion.
Yeah.
What God wants you to have and what abundant life is health. Is health, is wellness. It is a vibrancy.
Yeah.
So we should wake up with that vibrancy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're feeling defeated in any way, know that you have the power to overcome whatever that is. You are strong. You are bold. You are courageous. You are healthy. You are worthy of spending time on yourself. Recognize that and live in that. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my God, girl. Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for listening in to Pink Friday's radio show, where faith meets beauty. New shows come out every Friday, so don't forget to subscribe, ladies, so you don't miss an episode. If you would like to sponsor a show, please contact us for a media kit at pinkfridaysradioshow@gmail.com. I look forward to connecting with you on social media throughout the week. Follow us on Facebook at Pink Fridays Radio Show. Have an amazing week.